Water Rights, welcome, and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're not just sucking water out of the earth and not aware of it.
Fortunately, this summer, Tennessee farmers have not had to irrigate their crops as much as they have in past years, but there are still many that have installed irrigation systems to help out when the rains don't come. But as Dyer County Rusty Grill says,
we do the best job in the world, in my opinion, China, Brazil, Argentina, of conserving what God has given us. We build silt structures. We don't just go out there and turn a pivot on and let it run for days just because we've got it. It costs us money to run that thing. We don't need an inch of rain, an inch of water right through a pivot. We put out 2/10, maybe 1/10 and a half. We're conservationists. We're not just users.
Now, there's no doubt the number of irrigation systems in Tennessee and across the country are increasing, but Weakley County's Jake Waterfield says there's plenty of water available, especially when it's used to raise our food.
We as an agricultural community have to do a better job in telling the communities what we're doing with the products we're doing and why we're doing them. And if we relate it all back to food and the reason why they eat every day, I think they'd get the picture.
In Gibson County, Todd Littleton says only a small percentage of their overall crops are under irrigation, but he too believes the science proves there's enough water if used properly.
And the only way I know to do that again is just try to tell them with our scientific proof that we have that we're doing the best we can do, and we try not to waste water. And again, we need to do our part to not overwater something and people drive by and see water running down the ditches and us wasting our resource. And I think if we do our part to convince them that we're doing the best we can do, then that goes a long way.
A lot of concerns for our water rights. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.